This video is brought to you by Flash Routers. If you want to learn more about protecting your home and all the devices connected to your network, click the link in the description.
Hello there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to talk about the development of Speedtest G 2.0. I need to ask for your help related to that, and I've also got a big Speedtest G announcement to make at the very end of the video. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so just a quick refresh for those of you that aren't too familiar with Speedtest G. I became very frustrated with the way people were turning to these traditional speed tests on the internet, where they would start up one app and then start up another app and then start up another app, and then kind of from that getting an idea about the overall performance of a device. And of course, that's not true, because app load up times and initialization times are not a reflection of how well the app actually runs once you've actually got it loaded. So the example I like to give is that you could actually, you know, start up a game and it could, you know, come up, wow, great, that came up really fast. But then actually when you're playing the game, there are drop frames, there's lag, the audio is no good or whatever. And that's because the app startup time and the actual in-app performance are two very, very separate things. And of course, I have a whole video about this subject, which you will find linked to in the description below. Also, there is some skepticism about artificial benchmarks because people feel that they're not reflecting real-life usage. So Speedtest G actually takes both of these ideas, traditional speed tests and artificial synthetic benchmarks, and merges them together. And the way it does that is that I have actually several, 10 or more individual apps that I install individually on a test device, and then they are launched one by one using an automatic process, which means the actual app startup time can actually be measured to see how quickly does the app come up. But then once the app is actually started, once it has been initialized, it actually does some real work, so we can see the performance of the processor actually doing something besides just loading the actual app. And that is what Speedtest G is. And we've had some great fun with Speedtest G. We've seen some really amazing races between different devices, and it's been great. But now it's time to move on to the next version, which I hope will be better than the original Speedtest G. And this new version is called Speedtest G 2.0. I know, very original. Now, the idea is that I wanted to improve different aspects of it and make the test more accessible. And to do that, I've rewritten it all from scratch. This is a complete redesign from the ground upwards. The same idea remains. There'll be 10 or so apps that I'll actually install on a device individually. These are actual apps installed on the device. And then there'll be a launcher that launches those apps and measures the time it takes to run those different apps. Now, some of the tests have been dropped in favor of new ones. So for example, the 2048 test and the 3D cubes test, I felt really didn't bring much to the game. So I've replaced those, for example, with a JSON test. That's of course the way that a lot of data is transferred around in JavaScript and on the internet, a JSON parsing script, and a cryptography test to see how quickly different cryptographic functions can be done. So they maybe more reflect what happens in the real world. There's also been some other minor changes. I want to get the screen resolution displayed more often through the test, because some phones seem to switch screen resolution when they're in maybe a performance mode or a gaming mode or a battery saving mode or whatever mode they're in. And it'd be nice to have that information on screen occasionally. So that's the kind of thing I'm trying to get onto the screen at different points during the test, so we can see what each device is doing. And one of the big things I also wanted to do for this test was to include an Unreal Engine test. So we have the Unity test, which of course, very popular engine for 3D gaming, but I wanted to put also Unreal in there so that that would actually be side by side. So the idea now is there will be two 3D tests. There'll be the Unity test, but it will be shorter. Then there'll be the Unreal test, again, shorter, and combined, it will show us how the two most popular 3D engines are working on the specific device. Now, all of these things are currently in development, and I'm hoping to have them done within the next few days, you know, in the next week or so, but I'm just telling you what we have been able to achieve. Now, there are some things we haven't been able to achieve, and they've had to be moved to Speedtest G 3.0, whenever that comes out, because really we just have not had the time to rewrite all these tests and get to these points. Specifically, there's no particular AI or machine learning tests in the test suite at the moment. That's something I decided to push out to the next version when we'll tackle that. So I said in the introduction, I need your help, and the help is this. Please tell me in the comments below what else you'd like to see. Now, obviously, I'm sure you've got some fantastic ideas and there's some really interesting requests. Now, I'm not going to be able to in any way deal with all of them, but maybe there's some simple things that you thought would be nice to add in that I can actually add in, and I'll be able to get those in there before we officially launch Speedtest G2.0. So if you've got an idea, please tell me in the comments below. If it can't go into Speedtest G2, maybe I'll even consider it for Speedtest G3, but let's get two out the door and see what we can do together to make this a really great Speedtest suite. Now, I also said I had an announcement to make, and that is related to this device here. This is an iPhone. Now, I want to tell you something special in a moment about Speedtest G and the iPhone.
Flash Routers was the first ever recipient of the Gary Explains Approved Award. Flash Routers provide the hardware, that's a router, and the software in custom open source firmware, so you can have a permanent VPN connection. With it, you are guaranteed everything is flowing over a VPN. I use mine every day.
So I'm pleased to announce that Speedtest G2.0 will also run on the iPhone. Now, I have a whole separate video about this, explaining how I've achieved that, explaining what it can do, what it can't do, and I'll give you a link to that. It's over on the Speedtest G channel. There'll be a link in the description at the end of the video, on Twitter, just about everywhere I can publish a link. So please do go and watch that, because finally we're going to be able to see how an Android device competes against an iOS device. But as I say, I'll explain all about that in the other video. Okay, my name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this update about Speedtest G2. Please do tell me your comments below. Are you looking forward to it? What do you want to see in it? And so on. And otherwise than that, please don't forget to subscribe. Do like this video if you enjoyed it. And I suppose that's it. I'll see you in the next one.